Good morning. And let us continue our worship with the call to worship. Your steadfast love, O God, extends to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. God's mercies never come to an end. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires are known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Friends in Christ, no matter what you have done or failed to do, God waits to welcome you home. With faith in God's endless mercy and trust in God's boundless love, let us call to mind and confess our sins, first in the silence of our hearts and then together. Eternal God, in whom we live and move and have our being, whose face is hidden from us by our sin, and whose mercy we forget, cleanse us from all offenses and deliver us from proud thoughts and vain desires, that humbly we may draw near to thee, confessing our faults, confiding in thy grace, and finding in thee our refuge and our strength. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. People of God, neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. May Almighty God have mercy upon us. Forgive us all our sins, strengthen us all in goodness, and keep us all in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Let us join together to sing the hymn, How Brightly Shines the Morning Star, hymn number 133, found in your Crimson Harvard Hymnal.
Thank you.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." So, disciples of Christ, the peace of the Lord be with you always. You may take your seats. Good morning and Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Good morning. We hope that each of you had a meaningful holiday filled with safe travels, good food, and loved ones. I am the Reverend Alana Sullivan, Director of Administration here at the Memorial Church, and it is my pleasure to be with you this morning and to welcome you. Here at the Memorial Church, we like to say that no matter who you are, no matter where you are, no matter where you're from, no matter what you believe, no matter who you love, no matter how you are joining us, whether it's online or on the radio or in our sanctuary, you are most welcome here, and we are so grateful to have you join us this morning. Today is Epiphany Sunday. Our preacher is our very own Reverend Dr. Calvin Jones, assistant minister in the Memorial Church. Our lesson readers are Anna Burnham and David Foster. And our glorious music is provided by Edward Jones. Here at the Memorial Church, we strive to make a difference in the lives of our community, in this church, in this university, and in the wider world. And we have multiple opportunities for you to get involved in our ministries. Most of our student programming will resume in the coming weeks with the start of the spring term. So please be on the lookout for more information in our announcements and on our website. If you are interested in mentoring and visiting a student who is pursuing college education while incarcerated, the Memorial Church is forming a team of volunteer visiting mentors through the organization Partakers. A required training session will be held on Zoom in the coming weeks. Please be in touch with Matt for more details about that. This year, we are also assisting On the Rise, a local nonprofit that supports women and trans and non-binary folks experiencing homelessness. Our church will help On the Rise with homemade hot meals a few times per term, in which we will prepare together downstairs in our kitchen. If you are interested in cooking or delivering meals, or if you want to donate supplies, please contact Elizabeth Probst. We are also excited to announce that on February 17th at 5 p.m., we will be having a powerful Black History Gospel service. Our guests will be the renowned Southern University Gospel Choir from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Please come and experiencing the heart, the story, and the songs of Black experience. You really are not going to want to miss this. So spread the word. And if you have any questions about this event, please contact Reverend Dr. Calvin Jones. So for more information about these programs or all of our regular offerings, please visit our website and subscribe to our weekly newsletter for the most up-to-date information. Due to the break from terms, there will be no church school this morning. We, however, always welcome children to worship here with us in the sanctuary. However, if you would feel more comfortable, the Chime Again room is also available downstairs and plays the live stream of this service and is an excellent place to get out some wiggles and giggles. Our offering this morning goes to support the work of this church community, especially our ministries to students and to our neighbors in need through the Grants Committee. If you would prefer to donate online, please look for the QR code on the back of our offering envelopes in the pews. If you're joining us on YouTube, you will find a giving link in the video description. The collection of the offering will begin from the front of the sanctuary. Let us give generously in the spirit of love.
Thank you. A reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 1, beginning at the first verse. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. Here ends the lesson. Please rise as you are able, and let us sing together hymn 136, We Three Kings.
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 1, beginning at the fourth verse. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the Jordan River, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." Here ends the lesson.
Friends, let us enter into a time of solemn prayer as we uplift our joys and concerns to God on behalf of our neighbors and ourselves. Let us pray. All glorious God, you are the maker of heaven and earth and all that lies in between. Your Spirit hovered over the waters of creation. You are sweeping over us now, bringing forth new light, new life, new creation. Give us the vision to witness this newness in our midst, the kingdom you would have us build here on earth, a place where all of us are known as your beloved, with whom you are well pleased. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of beginnings and endings, as we move forward into this new year, we ask you to bless all for whom this year is not being looked forward to. We think of people who are ill and fearful of what the year will bring. We think of all who have difficulties and are concerned as to how they will be solved. Lord, for all of us, the future is unknown. Help us to have the faith to trust you, the wisdom to do the right thing, and to be guided by you constantly. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Light of the world, a star rose high into the nighttime sky to draw all nations to you, Christ child. We ask for the illumination of your blessing on this nation and every nation, on in this university and every university, on this church and the church universal. Draw us all to your peace and truth. Give to all leaders and those with influence the wisdom to know what is right and good. Provide daily bread and justice to all who are hungry. Be a shelter for those without a place to call home. Be a balm to all who are suffering. Anoint all who are lost. And let us be honest, all of us are lost at some time. May we find that love that comes from you, in you, and from you alone. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Prince of Peace, we pray for all who live in places of threat and danger, whether it be at the border, in prison, in broken states, around this corner, even within our own homes. In Israel, Gaza, Sudan, Congo. You are able to make peace in the midst of warfare, turn rough places into level ground. However, this is not your work alone. You call us to be bridge builders and peacemakers. Teach us to prepare a table where enemies may feast instead of fight. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Holy One, we pray for this university and its leadership during this unsettling time. We feel shaken to our core in many ways. Help us to find solid ground in the days ahead. May we sow your seeds of grace and forgiveness during this uprooting time. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Seeker of justice, grant us the strength to denounce anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, homophobia, xenophobia, phobia, racism, white supremacy, and empire in our midst. Give us the humility to see how we are implicit in systems of oppression. May we use our hearts to reach out in love, voices to call out in advocacy, and hands to stretch out in reconciliation, no matter how hard it may feel. Only in you can the impossible become possible. Let us give over to you all that feels too much to do or to hold on our own. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful One, we remember all those who suffer in mind, body, spirit, or estate. Give them comfort in their distress. Pour your healing grace over them that they may know the transforming power of your love. You bind up the wounds of the brokenhearted. Be with those grieving a loss, that they may know the consolation of your presence with them. We remember our beloved dead. May they go from strength to strength and a life of perfect service in your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy. Christ, we thank you for this sacred space, a place of grace which has been sanctified by the joys and tears of your people. Grant us all the things necessary for our common life and strengthen our bonds of affection that bind us to one another as siblings. Bless our families, friends, and neighbors. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, you revealed him to be your son at his baptism and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Keep all who are born of water and the Spirit faithful to their callings as your people, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And now let us continue to pray the prayer that Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
It is a blessing to see each and every one of you here today, even with the little snow outside. Pray with me. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O God, my rock and my redeemer. We're also grateful to welcome back the Reverend Alana. It's good to have you back. We're so glad to have you back. We missed you. There's a song that comes to mind. Change me, oh God, make me more like you. Change me, oh God, wash me through and through. Create in me a clean heart so that I may worship you. I need you to change me from the inside out. Change me, whatever is not like you. Change me, God, we need you to change us. God, we need you to change us from the inside out. Change us, a wonderful change has come over me, a wonderful change has come over me. I would like to leave a thought with you today, the revolutionary power of the Holy Spirit. The revolutionary power of the Holy Spirit. Some people have asked me, Calvin, how do you hold on to the theological claim or tenet or belief of the Holy Spirit? After going to Morehouse College, Yale Divinity School, Duke University, and now you are assistant minister at the most prestigious institution in the world known as Harvard. How do you yet believe in the power of the Holy Spirit? Beloved, some people think that intellect and education is antithetical to the Holy Spirit. But I stopped by this morning to let you know that that is a misconception. In a world that is filled with evil, violence, war, discrimination, poverty, greed, power, and hatred, the Holy Spirit is what we need today. The Holy Spirit is what we need to fill the void of humanity's hearts. The Holy Spirit is what we need, church. It is the revolutionary power of God that infuses believers to do the work of love, justice, and mercy. It is the power that changes our hearts. The Holy Spirit has sometimes been stereotyped to mean any charismatic worship, shouting, dancing, radical praise, shrills, vibrant clapping of hands, the swaying of bodies to the beat of the drums. Sometimes its message of the revolutionary love and change has been appropriated by gatekeepers of the church and warped into self-righteous sermons and theologies of hate. However, I believe nevertheless that we are called to retrieve the true meaning of the Holy Spirit. In a day when the word Holy Spirit has seemingly been hijacked by those who have made racism and hate their idols, may we renew the spirit that Jesus received when he was baptized. The Holy Spirit reveals to us a theology of love and compassion. It delivers hopes to persons who have been systematically disenfranchised, dehumanized, and ostracized.
It offers a solution to our partisan spiritual deadlocks. It ignites a fire that motivates us to move from our denominational silos. It stirs a wind that removes the false security of our doctrinal corners. If we open ourselves to this vision this morning, if we open ourselves to the power of the Holy Spirit, just maybe there may be change in our world. The Holy Spirit is the power of God that brings new life out of nothing. The Holy Spirit is the power of God that brings light where there is darkness. The Holy Spirit is the power that can be felt in James Weldon Johnson's remarkable poem called The Creation. And God stepped out on space and he looked around and said, I'm lonely, so I make a world. And far as the eye of God could see, darkness covered everything, blacker than 100 midnights down in the cypress swamp. But then God smiled as I can see the power of the Holy Spirit, and then light broke, and the darkness rolled up on one side, and the light stood shining on the other, and God said, that's good, end quote. The Holy Spirit is the creative power of God that creates new beginnings. And if you see all that's going on in our world and nation and even here at our campus, church, we need the Holy Spirit. Recently, we celebrated Christmas, and in the words of Maya Angelou, hope came through a carpenter's son. Into the climate of fear and apprehension, Christ entered into time. We prepared, we waited, we prayed and anticipated God's arrival, but now we stand on this day in the beginning of 2024 wondering what is next. What is next for Harvard University? What is next for our world? What is next for Cambridge? What is next for our community? And if we are honest, some of us, we don't know what's next. For we celebrated Christ and we was grateful for Christ's arrival, but as soon as the Christmas lights are removed, Christmas is done. As soon as the glow of the Christmas tree has dimmed, Christmas is done. As soon as the Christmas sale sign in the mall has been taken down, Christmas is done. As soon as the decorations around our home have been removed, Christmas is done. And once again, we send Christ away, hoping that he will stay. Hoping that he will continue to dine in our hearts. Once again, we view Christ, but we ignore his love through fleeting pageantry. But today we see that Christ is baptized. Christ is baptized by John, which lets us know that Christmas is not just about his birth, but the work of Christmas begins by the power of the Holy Spirit. Maybe, just maybe, the work of Christmas continues through the power of the Holy Spirit. You may ask, well, what is the dream or vision that Christ's birth presents? Maybe, just maybe, Christ's birth calls for a new vision and perspective for the world. As Howard Thurman says, the work of Christmas begins when the song of the angels is stilled. When the star in the sky is gone, when the king and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins. Through the Holy Spirit to find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among others, to make music in the heart. End quote. The birth of Christ was not the end. It was the beginning. Christ comes to the river to be baptized. Just as in Genesis, new creation takes place, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, tears open the sky and descends like a dove, like a coronation of a king that is found in the Psalter. God's Spirit anoints and descends upon Christ. And it is at this moment that the real work begins. Don't run away from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the power that pushes us to do the work that Christ has called us to feed the poor, to preach good news to those who are oppressed, to give recovery of sight to the blind, to help those who are hurting and lost, to bring liberation and freedom, to change the lives of those who have been burdened by the forces of evil. John baptizes Christ, and this event symbolizes what is next. The work of Christmas, the power of the Holy Spirit is needed to change our world. For when we encounter the true power of the Holy Spirit, it helps us to love our enemies. It helps us to help those who are marginalized, to truly forgive, to give good news to the sick and the widows, to be a light in a dark world. The Holy Spirit is our answer to what happens when the wise men leave. The Holy Spirit is our answer to the 30 years where we have wondered, where has Christ been? The Holy Spirit is the answer to what God will call Christ to do in the earth. It is the renewed presence of God that will enable Christ to proclaim the good news to the poor. In a world that has wars and rumors of wars, we need the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit to heal those who are broken and suffering in the Congo, Gaza, Israel, and Sudan. We need the power of the Holy Spirit to bring new creation, to ignite love and peace in our neighborhoods. In the face of fragmentation, hatred, politically driven theologies, racism, and white supremacy, and all phobias, we need the Spirit to enter into our hearts. Conditions across the world are ripe for spiritual transformation, Memorial Church. As we have seen this past year, as a result of the pandemic years ago and sickness and illness, as we continue to broadcast church to our online viewers and seek to encourage people to physically return to the church, congregations are struggling to remain open and carry out their mission. Church will never be the same. And there is a possibility that God doesn't want the church to return to its old patterns of divided houses of worship on Sunday morning. We need to imagine differently and grasp the vision of a new creation and the power of the Holy Spirit. To be filled with the Holy Spirit is not something to be ashamed of. It's not antithetical to who you are. But it is Christ's invitation for us to participate in justice, to walk with the love of Christ, and to have the Holy Spirit is to be brave enough to knock down the partitions and walls. We are called to retrieve the tradition that emerged when Jesus was baptized, to stand tall, to help those who are in need. I beckon unto you as we enter into 2024 to walk in love and to allow the Holy Spirit to change you. Amen.
Please stand as you are able to sing the closing hymn, Songs of Thankfulness and Praise. Hymn number 140.
As we leave this place, but never away from God's presence, as we go out into the world, may the Holy Spirit anoint each of you to do the work of justice, love, and mercy. Go in peace.